The New York State Brewers Association, I Love New York, and Empire State Development will present a beer festival at the Desmond Hotel in Albany, New York on Saturday, March 7th from 4 to 8 p.m. 40 New York breweries from across the state will feature their wares, and local restaurants and food purveyors will be providing samples. We are joined by Paul Leone. He's Executive Director of the New York State Brewers Association. Paul, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks, Joe, for
Very
having
nice
us again.
Nice to have you here. Jeremy Cowan is... is it Cowan
yes,
or Cowan?
Yes, sir, Cowan. Yes. Thank you.
Owner of Schmaltz Brewing in Clifton Park, and an author, too, but we can talk about that in a minute. And John Carr, who's owner of Adirondack Brewing, and it's a great pleasure to have the three of you here. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's great to be here. Are you kidding?
I have to say, this event last year, which I believe was the first event, am I right on that?
Correct.
The first annual event was hands down the best beer festival I've ever been to.
Oh, no kidding. Great.
Yeah, it was a really great festival. It handled the crowds well. The people who were there were great. Sometimes the people who attend these things, you know, can get a little sloppy. This was just really well handled. Really nice group. The people who were serving the beer were so knowledgeable, and you know, representing the various breweries. It was just a really spot on great event. So I assume you're only moving up the ladder with the second one.
Well, yeah, it's funny. I mean, last year, you know, it was great that you had an opportunity to be there. But I think the key is we had a band last year, and they were a really great band. And the number one feedback I got back was get rid of the band because people wanted to talk as much as you couldn't hear anything.
Yeah,
right.
That's
you
true.
Know, and so we're going to do away with that. And we've added 5 more breweries this year. You know, it's fine. We'll put more breweries there.
More beer.
Priorities. Yeah. We had to get our priorities straight.
One of the big things with this event, it makes it a lot different. We do hundreds of events a year. And this one, what's unique is that the breweries, because they're supporting their own association and all the proceeds go to help New York State breweries, all the brewers, brewery owners are all there. So it really reminds me, you know, having been in the industry a long time, reminds me of the old-fashioned beer festivals that we had years ago where the actual brewery was there and you actually could learn. And the customers that come are really into that. It makes it a unique event.
Well, and there's such pride in what people are bringing, of what the brewers are bringing, and the people who are coming are really interested and are, I would say, for the most part, pretty knowledgeable about what they're consuming.
That's changed a lot over the years. You know, Schmaltz Brewing, I've been doing this for 18 years, and in the beginning, it was a small group of people who knew about beer. But now, especially the change in the capital region all the way up to where John is in Adirondack, the beer consumer is so much more educated. Retailers, bar owners, even the guys at grocery stores now know a ton about craft beer, and the fact that craft beer has grown so much in this region is really, really exciting. So, yeah, we want to see everybody come out to the beer festival and come meet the brewers and talk to them about hops and malts and the process, and then come to all of our breweries and keep drinking.
So that's the ultimate idea. And as a Brewers Association, Paul, just give us a sense of why you got together, of how it helps the individual brewers and breweries across the state of New York.
Well, I mean, associations and guilds all across the country, this is the way we make money. We're a nonprofit, so it's through beer festivals. And of course, what a better way to showcase where the beer industry is going in New York State than have a beer festival that has, you know, 40 plus New York State breweries from every region of the state, and the brewers there actually pouring the beer. So you're bringing the beauty is, and I don't know if you experienced this last year, is, you know, you're tasting beer from breweries you've never heard of before,
right,
in Buffalo, Long Island, the city, you know, that they only read about, especially the real craft beer geeks. And so really, I think it adds to the tourism aspect of bringing everybody together. We do this around the state. And I think this is why, you know, the I Love New York is behind this and helping us put on this event. And the governor is, you know, been really great about putting marketing and tourism dollars out to help us in this endeavor.
And John, I know you're part of this, and I don't know actually, Jeremy, if you are or not, but I assume you're like something like it. But now you talk about the tourism aspect, but now there's, you know, the buses that come, they go to different breweries, they put people on the buses, they bring them around, you get to see all that. That's like,
yeah, I think
great.
The you know, one, our association, but I think the state of New York recognizes that, you know, beer tourism is a big deal, and people love to come to other states, and they'll go to San Diego, they'll go to Colorado. We have especially in this year, we have a group of great breweries all easily within driving distance. And we've got a tour bus, local gentleman up there bought a bus, and he, you know, you get on a bus, drive around, try all the
Hoppy
beers.
Hoppy Trails, I believe.
Hoppy Trails. Gabe Sutton does a great job with that, and it's been fun. And I think we really have something in our area between the distilleries, the wineries, and the breweries that's kind of unique, and the state recognizes it. And I think, you know, an event like this, this Brewers Fest, highlights to anyone that enjoys New York State products and beer, what a great opportunity to come and try 40-something New York State breweries all in one place. New York State's got some amazing things going on right now in those industries, and this is a good way to get a good slice of New York State all in one day, and also help our, you know, association, which has done a lot of great stuff for us.
It's the second annual Craft New York Brewers Festival. It takes place March 7th, that's a Saturday, March 7th from 4 to 8 at the Desmond Hotel, which is in Colony or Albany or however you think of it. And you can find out more by going drinkny.com and find out more information about the event, which, as I said, is very, very cool. So this is what happens when you leave brewers in a room alone before I came in, because you guys started without me. So we're
trying to be prepared.
I know you want to be prepared.
Yeah. We're nervous. We're nervous.
Yeah, that's it. So where would we like to begin?
We have a bunch of delicious beers today, and actually it's fun because John and I both brought, without even talking to each other, two styles that we absolutely adore. Hops, IPAs, and then we both brought barrel-aged beers as well. And those are styles that IPAs being the fastest-growing, largest segment in the craft community. Wonderful products. And that's a great way, for instance, to try so many different styles and recipes and different sensibilities of brewing. And then the barrel-aged series, which is the other end of a spectrum, which is totally unusual, whacked out, bizarre beers that taste absolutely fantastic and really kind of highlight the uniqueness and the creativity that the craft world is bringing. And the fact that we both happened to just bring a couple of different beers that we wanted to show off
All right.
is
well,
exciting.
I'll hand you empty glasses, and then you can do with them what you wish, sir, and tell me what we're doing.
Why don't we pour John's IPA for you, and I'll let him describe his for you to start with, and then we'll do our barrel-aged beer.
And as Jeremy was saying, it just happened. We both brought these. One of the cool parts of, you know, local breweries especially is both of these styles don't travel well. One, IPAs over time, they age. You know, the hop flavors go away, especially dry hop beers. And they're just not the same. But if you get a fresh IPA from a local brewery, it beats anything from out of state. The other thing is with the barrel-aged stuff, they're so hard to produce in such limited quantities, they often don't make it out of their local markets. So one of the neat things with local beers, first one we're trying is our Iroquois IPA. We really, with this beer, we tried to make it very drinkable. We use about five different hops blended. So it's not just grapefruit juice. It's not just a garlic oniony flavor. It's not just pine. It's got a little bit of everything. Nice smell to it, nice fresh hop aroma. Mm. But then when you go to drink it, boy, it's hard. You know, it's not just one-dimensional. It's got a lot of different flavors going on, and just a good, solid, everyday go-to IPA.
And it shows the breadth of what an IPA can be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is
correct.
Fascinating.
Yeah, you know, it's about 7% alcohol, so, you know, it's a little higher gravity than a lot of beers, but not so high that you can't have
a few
of them.
Higher gravity. Yeah. higher gravity.
That's all right. One of the things we've been pitching bars and restaurants so much lately is, you know, for so many years, the larger mainstream beers tasted relatively similar. And now the fact that you could have John's IPA on draft with my IPA from Schmaltz Brewing, it's also 6.8% alcohol. It's also 60-something IBUs. It also uses malts and hops, but tastes very different. And you really get a point of differentiation, even if you have the same beer style on. So it's a wonderful time to be a great craft brewer in upstate New York, but also to be a great craft drinker. That's
yes.
really exciting.
This is Hop Mana.
So now the one you have in your hand, Joe, is a very unusual beer. That is a beer called Funky Jubilation.
Oh, a Funky Jubilation. that comes in the Funky Jubilation
exactly,
glass.
Exactly, yeah. So our Hop Mana is our IPA, and again, we'll get a chance to talk about that. But I figured we'd go the other end of the spectrum.
That's fine by me.
Funky Jubilation just hasn't even launched yet. We packaged it last week. It's a one-of-a-kind project we do once a year. It's a blend of six different ales and lagers aged in rye whiskey and bourbon barrels for anywhere from 4 to 6 months to upwards of 2 years.
Oh, man.
And there's a lot going
crazy,
on in this
beer.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's crazy
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Hey, it's called Funky Jubilation, man. You got to bring it for this.
Right. So the question I have, and this is where my naivete will come in, but once you have something like this, is it possible to replicate it?
No, that is one of the beauties. This beer is...
Oh, see, I wasn't as dumb as I thought.
No. Once a year, one time. This is our fourth year of putting out Funky Jubilation. And last year, we were very lucky. We won a really prestigious award at the World Beer Cup for a... it's a barrel-aged, slightly sour, strong American. And it's really a fantastic example. This is a blend of different beers that we make over the course of the year, and it might take us a year or two to even make this one time.
Jeremy, that's damn good.
Thanks, man.
Really, really,
really
good. You know, this is, and I guess I'll direct this to you, Paul. I have to say, we have this Argyle Brewery in Greenwich now, the Argyle Brewing Company, and I feel lucky enough to have this in my backyard. And, you know, when I go there, whenever they're open, you sit there, and we were talking to some of the people at the bar, and what was fascinating to me is what we all decided, which sounds pretentious and yet really cool, is that since they opened and Common Roots and Adirondack and Schmaltz, all within a very reasonable drive, that none of us within the past, because now Argyle's been open for a year, and Browns and Hoosick, right. If I didn't mention them, we have only been drinking fresh beer. That we're all like spoiled. We haven't purchased beer at a store in the like last year and a half because we have all of this incredible fresh beer around us. And when we have to consume it, i.e., a packaged product, it's very disappointing.
Yeah. It's amazing to me. I mean, you know, when I started this job a year and a half ago, and there were 130 breweries in New York State, and we're at 190 now. And so it's every town has got a brewery.
Now, what seems to me, and I'll ask just because of size here, but John, I'll ask you this question, because when you hear about a Common Roots or when you hear about a and this is the feeling, I guess, so you let me know if this is accurate or not. But you guys don't look at that as competition. It's like bring it on, the more the better.
No, and it's not really a bring it on, more the better, as much as it is, you know, there's a lot of beer that's consumed in New York State.
There seems to be a healthy respect for each other.
Yeah, 95% of the beer that's consumed in New York State is actually made outside of New York State.
Well, let's change that.
And the governor's office recognizes, you know, economically, boy, if 100% of the beer was made in this state, there'd be a lot of jobs, a lot of farmers, a lot of everything.
Right.
So we are at the very beginning of the runway, and the pilot hasn't turned on the gas at all yet. You know, it's really for us, you know, getting people to recognize that you don't have to have beer from California to have good beer. Matter of fact, I would challenge California to say by the time it gets here, it's old beer. So drink local. And, you know, Jeremy and I are only 10 exits apart, and we both very different styles, but great beer. Argyle, their styles are different than our styles. Great guys, Browns. We all have sort of different things that we do that are different, and you know, a lot of fun. There's a lot of camaraderie, and I think one of the very special parts of our industry is we love collaborating together. We love doing things together. It's unique to our industry, and it really makes my job a lot of fun. If I was in another industry, they would be competitors, and you know, it'd be kind of a bring it on, let's fight it out. Not in this industry at all. We love doing stuff together. We share resources, and you know, and it's fun. We're all producing different products, and it's great.
There's a great stat that I love to share that, you know, before Prohibition, there were 350 breweries in New York State with a population of 5 million, you know, so we're at a population of 20 million now with 190 breweries. So we could support another couple hundred breweries, I think, before we get to a saturation point.
Yeah. And
well, let's see what we can do.
And John and I actually, in some ways, this is a perfect example that John and I may actually disagree about this, and that's fine because we both love each other's beers and we do collaborate. I host Adirondack at Schmaltz Brewing for all of our festivals. Wilson. We've gone to his brewery for his festivals. And for me, because I started the company in San Francisco and moved to Brooklyn 15 years ago and then moved to upstate New York, I have a little bit of a different perspective where I do enjoy beers from all over the country, and we distribute in 35 states. Though I agree with John about the obvious fresh, the benefits of fresh beer. Also, there are uniquenesses from around the country that are exciting to try, and you see trends in different areas. And
absolutely.
And that's part of the point of this growing up around this area, where it traditionally was session ales that were inspired by European ingredients, and now we're starting to see the growth, like Paul said, of 60 new breweries in 1 year, which is insane,
and
all kinds of new traditions.
And I that's a great point, and I understand your point. I do think that if you're going to, because this gets to the tourism issue, but that if you're really going to enjoy Colorado beer, then go to Colorado. If you're really going to enjoy, you know, California, then go to California. Except, and while that is not always possible, it is nice to have those options and try the different beers in the different states.
Palate cleanser.
I do think it is fascinating, however, that when you think of all of the options and all of the beer that is that's out there, that you would think that it would, at some point, you would get to a point of like, oh, wow, man, this all tastes the same. It's all, you know, it's just.
Well, that's the beauty of it.
That is so cool because there's so many different, nothing tastes the same. And it's all, everybody puts their mark on it. Everybody puts their stamp on it. And it's just fantastic. A lot of fun.
There are a lot of, you know, a lot of people are intimidated by craft beer at first. And what I tell them is there are, you know, 50 different styles of beer. And within those styles, there's hundreds of variations. And I think everybody, whether they've had craft beer or not, go give it a try. But try different ones until you find the style you like. Some people like sweet stuff. Maybe they like an English style ale. Some people like hoppy stuff. Find the one you like because there's a ton of great stuff out there.
What did you just hand me there, Jeremy? This is very light.
This is a beautiful palate cleanser because I know that we're going to wrap up here in a little bit. Started out with these incredible IPAs, moved into barrel-aged beers. Let's just share a beer with friends. This is a new product that we are putting out literally today. It's called our 518 Beer Session Series. It's using some locally grown rye and wheat from New York State, some Cascades from down in the Hudson Valley. And we're launching this only in the 518 area code, which is where we are currently. A beautiful midwinter break from the heavy, intense stuff, and have a 5.18% alcohol golden lager.
Cute. Nice.
So it's. I figured we could share it. We just pulled this off the Bright Tank. It literally is getting kegged this afternoon, and it'll be in the local market here starting very shortly. And just a fun locals-only project.
Will you be bringing it to the festival?
Yeah, we're going to launch it at the festival at the Desmond next week. And that was one of the reasons that we wanted to do this today and be able to talk about local ingredients. And we didn't get a chance, I'm sure at some point we will, about suppliers and other businesses and services that are growing along with craft beer.
Okay, well, we may have just done that because we only have about like 30 seconds left. But that's So wrap up here as far as how people can get involved, how people can find out more information, and ultimately how people can go to the festival.
So yeah, ThinkNY, DrinkNY is our website. So go there for information. And then, you know, beer festivals are really great. And as we were just hitting, if you're not sure you like beer, go to a beer festival. There's so many things to explore. If you don't like it, then pour it out and try something different. It's a great opportunity. So March 7th at the Desmond.
Or give it to somebody else and they'll finish it.
Exactly right.
Don't waste it, for God's sakes. It's the second annual Craft New York Brewers Festival. It's at the Desmond Hotel. ThinkNY, DrinkNY.com for more information. Gentlemen, Paul, Jeremy, and John, I thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure. I thank you for the great work you do throughout the region and for supporting the region. And it's just wonderful to have you here. Have a great festival, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Look forward to seeing you there.
Thanks.
Great.
So
thank you.
Thank you very much.